catch up on Kennedy Molloy anywhere. Almost as easy as finding your perfect match to your form preferences this spring carnival with Ned's Filter Form. Gamble responsibly. 1-800-858-858.
Listen up, Australia. They're not here.
They're not here.
They're off enjoying a beer and a very long lunch.
So we've got some best bits for you.
This is Kennedy Molloy's Rostered Day Off.
Well, I'm here. Hello, it's Dangerous Dave. Mick is probably not at a long lunch. He's probably nursing a very sore head on the back of the final Front Bar show of 2020 last night. So he's in no condition to broadcast. Jane's taking the week off. So I'm here on my own. Dangerous Dave. And we're going to have lots of fun. You can join in anytime, 133353. You can also get to us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, on all the socials. If you've got a clown nomination, yeah, sure, get it to us. I will be doing the song Whisperer with the song Whisperer and giving away some flights courtesy of Virgin Australia to anywhere in Australia on the Virgin Network. That's coming up a little later. We'll be hearing from John Bon Jovi. We've got Rob Halford coming up. If you missed the chat earlier this week, I reckon it was one of the best rock interviews I've ever heard. This is the front man of Judas Priest. This is a guy who's got all the stories. He's been doing it for 50 years, and he's got an incredible singing voice, the great Rob Halford. You don't want to miss it. If you've already missed it, stick around. That's coming up a little later. As I mentioned, the song Whisperer. We'll be talking football ahead of this weekend's grand finals and a whole lot more. We've got our Friday song coming up as well. It is Kennedy Molloy's Rostered Day Off. But being a Friday and all, that's for a lot of people. Yeah, your knockoff beers are starting to happen now, and sometimes a knockoff beer is in a shower. But Jane wasn't aware of a shower beer. She didn't know it was a thing.
I'm as baffled by this as this woman is. A Dutch woman living in Sydney has a boyfriend. She's gone into the shower and she's noticed something weird is next to the shampoos that she's not used to seeing in her showers in Amsterdam. And I agree because I haven't seen this before. I want you to tell me whether you think this is normal. An empty Corona bottle is on top of the bathroom vanity or in the shower where the shampoos are. Now, this implies that you drink a cold beer in a shower.
Shower beer.
Yeah.
What is that? What's
a shower beer?
Even James is nodding. What?
No, that's a thing. The old shower beer.
Definitely. What do you mean?
Well, it's first things first, and especially if you had a big night. It's the old hair of the dog.
You get in a shower and you have a beer.
Well, why not combine the things you love? But that's nothing. My mate, I won't name him, Matthew Everett.
You always name Matthew Everett and Doc.
Having his first cigarette of the day in the shower. He was standing under the shower with his hand out through the curtain.
Yeah.
Having a puff. He chain smoked too, wasn't
it? Quite the cubicle.
Well, apparently her boyfriend has explained a shower beer is the perfect way to unwind after a long day. And she is going, and I'll do her Dutch accent, that she doesn't, not heard of this, I'm not sure of. But sure, if he wants to go into a hot steaming hot shower, I must accept this. She didn't say that at all.
And it's great. And because, you know, you don't have to go to the toilet too. You have a drink and a wee. Oh, it's a one-stop shop.
Yeah, all drains.
You know that.
But
happens.
You don't. Oh, no, 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 no.
You know that.
You're not having a beer and a wee and a smoke in a shower.
You're lucky if that's all that's going on.
Don't say waffle
stomping.
Don't say it.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy. Kennedy Molloy.
Not here today, enjoying their long weekend. They'll be back on Monday with a brand new week of shows. We've got some good stuff coming up for you. Dave is calling near Bathurst. How are you, buddy?
Good, mate. How are you?
What is going on? You're listening through B-Rock in Bathurst. You had a big weekend last weekend. How can we help you here on Kennedy Molloy?
That's it. I just wanted to give you a good rap, mate. You're in there on a Friday afternoon. They've all left you and you're doing a good job.
Dave, thank you, mate. Look, since we're having a bit of a bromance right now, Mick and Jane forgot to give away some prizes during the week, so how would this sound for you, mate? Would you like return domestic economy flights thanks to Virgin Australia anywhere in Australia on the Virgin Network?
Holy crap, are you serious?
You didn't know that was coming, did you, Dave?
No, Jesus Christ.
All right, mate. Well, the prize is yours. Of course, you can book your holiday with Virgin Australia now at virginaustralia.com. But, you know, mate, you don't have to rush. You can spend about 12 months, in fact, trying to decide where you want to go. But
That flight is all yours. Return flight.
Yeah, serious. Thank you, Dave.
Good on you, Dave. Have a great weekend, mate. Thank you for calling. Appreciate that. Yeah, don't forget to call up 133353 Song Whisperer. We'll give away some more flights coming up a little later in the show. Nick Cody, he dominates the Big Breakfast in Brisbane, and he's a friend of ours, and he grew up in the western suburbs, in fact, not far from where I live, in Melbourne, and he's big on bogan news. Here is the great Nick Cody.
You normally bring us some bogan news when you swing by the show. Do you have any for us?
Yeah, even though there is a lot of lockdowns around the world, bogans are still bogans. And today, for bogan news, we're heading over to America's Queensland, and that is the state of Florida. Yeah. You take any Queensland crime story, and if you replace it with Florida, they're doing the same thing. They're like sister states. It's incredible work.
Yep.
Great. There's something about the humidity and the drinking. It's just a bad mix. Now, it does involve drinking. A drunk man with three previous drink driving convictions was arrested while driving a ride on lawnmower in the middle of the highway.
Oh, yeah. Great.
And when he was pulled over by the cops did, he was very drunk. The cops had to point out something very obvious to him.
You know you're in the road, right?
Was I?
You were.
Ooh.
That's not a great start, is it?
No.
You know you're on the road, was I?
He sounds pickled.
Is that what this thing is under my feet here? Is that the road? That's crazy.
Thought the grass was short.
Yeah. We obviously know just from the first sentence that this bloke is absolutely blind, but the cops have to do the right thing and just ask him, has he had anything to drink?
How much do you have to drink today?
A couple.
I think it's a little more than a couple.
Okay, I'm not gonna lie to you.
What?
At the end there,
he
said, I've had a couple, and the cop said, I think more than a couple, and he goes, all right, I'm not going to lie to you. That's how drunk he is. He forgot he just lied. The last thing he said before, I'm not going to lie, was one.
It was a lie.
But you know, in America, it's not like the nanny state here in Australia where they give you a breath test. Over in the States, it's a bit more free. They ask you to do a test of your physical capabilities.
Okay, yep.
So if you can walk in a straight line, you know, stand on one foot, all that sort of stuff, they'll let you pass. It's got more to do than just your blood alcohol limit, all right? And why I love this bloke in Florida so much, when it came to the test, they'd asked him once, he didn't want to do it, and so they ask him again, and he just couldn't be bothered.
Can we just give me a ticket and be done with that?
So I'm going to ask you one more time if you want to do these exercises.
No, sir.
You don't?
Just take me to jail.
All right.
He's so polite, Nick.
Yep.
That's what I love.
Do you know how drunk you have to be where you choose jail over attempting to walk in a straight line for a little bit?
No, I'm done.
Send me to prison.
I'm cooked. Do what
Sounds
you have to do.
Awesome.
Did they
Sounds
impound
awesome.
His lawnmower?
Yeah, it got taken away.
Oh, she's had a bad
it's
day.
It's such a shame. I love any time that there's a drinking ride-on mower story, you can put money on it.
You're all
Queensland.
Over it.
You
Queensland,
are all
Southern
over it.
Hemisphere, Florida, Northern Hemisphere.
I need.
Guys.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy. Kennedy Molloy.
It is the rostered day off. Jane and Mick are back on Monday. Glenn's called 133353. How are you, Glenn?
How are you, Dave?
Mate, where are you calling from?
Mildura. I just thought you sounded very up and about and just thought I'd give a quick call in to stir Mick and Jane up and say they're a bit like the Clayton's crew, the drink you have when you're not having a drink.
Yeah, no, that's exactly what they are. I'm just going to record that so I can play it to them next week. So you're in Mildura. I've got an auntie and uncle there. So shout out to Auntie Carol, Uncle Lank in Mildura. So do you have to cross the border because you're there with Victoria and New South Wales? How's that work for you?
Yes, we're in the border bubble, but I must say the armed force and the police have been very good out this way. It's all pretty smooth going. Everyone's been pretty good to each other. So, yes. Most
nice
of the Victorian people have been off today, and as I said a little bit earlier, we work in New South Wales, and so we
get
across there and back each day. And
well, that's the thing. So it's a public holiday in Victoria for Grand Final weekend, which does seem a bit weird since you can't really do anything in Melbourne, but for the rest of the state, well done. Hey, so if you're going to fly anywhere with Virgin Australia, where would you like to go, young Glenn?
So I'd probably go, if we were ever allowed to, go over to Perth and maybe do a...
You're going to Perth, mate.
There,
you are going to Perth. You have yourself a free flight for you and a friend, return domestic flight, courtesy of Virgin Australia to Perth. Well done. You're on your way.
Cool. And just repeat, mate, you've been up and about and very, very up and about today. So thank Nick you, and Joan, if they're listening, yeah, or when right. they do listen,
right.
I'm only stirring them up.
No, 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 I'll keep going. Hey, Mick Malloy is a musical artist. I don't know whether you realise this, Glenn. He's a recording artist. He's laid down some tracks in the past. And, look, he's not in today. And look, he said that, you know, it was the grand final for the front bar, so he won't be in. But there has been some whispers possibly that he's made his way to Brisbane because his beloved Tigers are playing the grand final with the Geelong Cats, of course. And there was some speculation that possibly he was the grand final entertainment. I don't know. You be the judge.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage, Mick Malloy.
Hello, Gabba. Let's get ready to rock and roll. I'm standing.
Oh, the crowd's gone nuts. With cowbell. Well, we'll have to wait and see, won't we? We know DMAs are playing this weekend. Amy Shark for the NRL. Some big names in music doing their thing for the halftime and before game entertainment. We're going to be hearing from Johnny from DMAs in just a moment.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Got a real sort of Oasis sound about him, don't they? I love that. That's called Criminals DMAs on Kennedy Malloy. We're going to be hearing from Johnny Took in just a moment from that band playing the AFL Grand Final Entertainment. That'll be tomorrow at the Gabba in Brisbane. You got Dangerous Dave. We've got Kevin from Adelaide calling through on 133353. Kev, how are you, buddy?
Oh, flat out like a lizard creature, mate.
Hey, mate, we were talking to Ivor Davies earlier in the week from Ice House, a band who's, you know, they're in the top 10 of the Aussie greatest of all time, and you've got an Ice House story to share with the rest of the country.
Yeah, isn't that incredible? We did a festival in Adelaide one year. It was supposed to be a big fireworks display and everything, and Ivor Davies sang Electric Blue. Well, he was in we had two cherry pickers there. He was in one of the cherry pickers with my brother.
Mm.
And the flutist was in a cherry pickle with me.
The flutist. Right. And was this back in the 80s? When was this happening?
Oh, late 70s, early 80s, yeah. Something festival in Rymal Park in Adelaide.
So you've had Ivor Davies in your cherry picker?
In my brother's cherry picker.
Oh,
I had the flutist. I was lucky to have the flutist in mine.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's something different. I've never heard of Ice House before that. Isn't that incredible?
Oh, well, and you've got that story some 40 years on, and you're sharing with the rest of us, mate. Appreciate that. You're in Adelaide now. I've got a bunch of prizes here to give away today. 133353. Where in Australia, courtesy of Virgin Australia, would you like to fly on the Virgin Network?
Oh, I've always wanted to go to Darwin. I've tried to drive there and everything, but I've never ever got there.
Adelaide to Darwin. We can do it. You've done it, and you're on your way. You've got return flights for you and a friend to Darwin, courtesy of Virgin Australia. Book your holiday with virginaustralia.com. Well done, Kevin. Thanks for calling, mate. I really appreciate that. Home of Ruined Debts, Triple M in Adelaide. We're talking about DMAs, Criminals. They appeared on Kennedy Malloy as well. And here's Johnny Took.
Gidinski, who's been pummeling the station to death with how good you guys are. He does a very good job. I personally, if I was you, I would have gone with Sony.
Oh, come on.
No, I've got a beef with Gidinski. Moment, and I'm just putting it out there, Dennis Handel's a good operator.
Hey, Gidinski's the man. We love it.
He's the man. I've released everything I've ever released through that guy, whether I liked it or not.
Hey, Johnny, what I love too is that you guys do, all my favourite bands are really happy to do cover versions. You have done Better Be Home Soon, of course, by Crowded House, but you have done Believe by Cher, which kills me.
Well, it was number 6 on Triple J's Hottest 100.
I know. Amazing. And talk me through the process. I mean, it's a pretty cool song. Sure.
Well, it was a little bit tongue-in-cheek, to be honest. Like, you know, like, we like the song. We love pop music, you know. We don't hide away from that. And, like, I think we were in Germany or something, and our guitarist, Mason, was playing it. It was like, oh, you know, can I get a bit of the guitar? Can I get a bit of your backing vocals? And Mason just started going, you know, no matter how hard I try. And we're like, whoa, whoa. And then Tommy walks down on stage, and then he starts singing it, and we're like, wow, this is actually amazing.
I've got a bit toy boy here.
Back
version.
It It's not how I would have done it, but it's a good version nonetheless.
Johnny Took from the DMAs, John Bon Jovi next, Kennedy Malloy.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
It is the rostered day off. They're back on Monday live. I'm here live. It's got your old pal Dangerous Dave here with Jane, who's calling from Lake Macquarie. How are you?
I'm good, thanks, Dave. Splashing around in my bath.
I beg your pardon. What are you doing?
I'm splashing around in my bath.
Now, have you got one of those bath caddies that Jane Kennedy talks about all the time with the oils? And I mean, I don't want you to paint too much of a picture, but what's happening in the bath?
Well, I've got a couple of beers and I've got my bath, my dogs beside the bath, and we're all just hanging out after a busy day.
You've got your dogs as well. What are their names?
Yeah.
Pistol and Boo?
I've got Priscilla and Bella.
Oh, Jane, you sound like you're all ready for a big weekend, so love it. Hey, you're calling from Newcastle. Thank you for calling from Lake Macquarie. I'm being very generous today, and I haven't got the permission of Mick or Jane, but I'm just going rogue. I'm giving away these flights courtesy of Virgin Australia. You have yourself right now a domestic return economy flight for you and a friend from Newcastle on the Virgin Australia Network to anywhere in Australia.
Yay!
Yay,
that sounds awesome. Thanks for that. That's great.
Enjoy your weekend. Thanks for calling. Listening.
And you too. Cheers.
All right. Triple M Newcastle. Appreciate that. Hey, speaking of Jane, here's another Jane with John Bon Jovi.
Bon Jovi. From 80s heartthrob.
I'm John. And we're Bon Jovi.
To globe conquering superstar.
100 million fans. Can't be wrong. Have a nice
day. Next guest, John Bon Jovi, has been smashing out the hits and packing arenas and stadiums for just shy of four decades. And with the release of Bon Jovi's 15th studio album titled 2020, please welcome to the show, Rock and Roll Hall of Famer,
the one and only John Bon Jovi.
John Bon Jovi.
Welcome, John Bon Jovi, to Kennedy Malloy.
Thank you. Thank you very much. It's great to be back.
Well, there is no Triple M without Bon Jovi, I have to say, you know that. Rock and roll royalty. I'm in Melbourne lockdown, man. It's just insane.
Is it a new lockdown in Melbourne?
Oh, yeah. It's the most severe lockdown in the world.
Wait a minute. You're shocking me right now. So this is the second wave. This is you guys starting a second wave.
Yeah.
I read everything. This is not being recorded here.
You have had 200,000 deaths.
Yeah, we're at 200,000 and it's slowed for the time being. But we are not aware of this Australian lockdown. And that's very interesting because we're so concerned that the government are changing the words that the CDC are putting out. And they hindering the speech of the scientists. That's what's on our news.
It's so severe. And I excuse that my partner in crime, Mick Malloy, is not here today. Because, well, it's 11 o'clock my time. He's a 54-year-old man still pining to live a rock and roll lifestyle. Is that anything like your lifestyle now, John?
No. I wish.
Well.
Maybe when I come to Australia it is, but other than that, I used to be me. That's what I tell my kids now.
In the good old days. First of all, one of the reasons we're talking to you, and I'm really thrilled that you've been able to do this, and I want to find out how you can put an album out now in the time of COVID. Congratulations. It's fantastic, and I've listened to all the tracks many times and love it.
Thank you very much. You know, we worked very hard on it. You know, and you're right. In the time of COVID, you start thinking about something trivial as a record.
And a great name, by the way, 2020.
Well, that's why, right?
Yeah.
It's such a topical record.
Sure.
I had to have it out in the calendar year. Mm. And I delayed it when we, in America, had our lockdown, which began in the middle of March. Mm-hmm. And it was meant to come out in May, and I was going to do the first 20 shows in America and just, you know, warm up.
Yeah.
And the tour was canceled outright.
Mm-hmm.
And the album was postponed. And when the COVID really took hold in the States, I decided to continue to write. And so now it's at a place where I feel like I've got to get it out.
I'm glad you have. We need albums like this out right now because we want to be uplifted. But what I notice is that there's some really poignant songs as well that feel slight change of mood for you guys, but I understand why, because you've got so – there's big messages to get out there.
There are, and these are the times in which we're living. I went out of my way to say I'm just witness to history because, you know, some will say, oh, you're going to turn off half your fan base, or you're going to cause such animosity.
Gosh, that's not how I reacted at all, if that makes you feel better.
Well, I hope so, you know, because then that means you took the time to listen to the lyric. I'm just witness to history. I'm not taking sides. Mm. Neither, you know, saying that either are better than the other.
Well, it's a huge time in the US. Not only are you dealing with an extraordinary number of deaths due to COVID, and which is just tragic, but you also have this presidential election coming up. And the big thing that I see from mates that I have in the States and a lot of well-known people is just vote. And to me, because it's compulsory to vote in Australia, it feels so weird to us to hear people saying, hey, spend 5 minutes going to your local school or wherever and put a vote in.
40% of Americans did not vote in our last.
My God.
40%. You know, and then there are those of us who are involved for a year and a half out, paying attention to everything, reading everything, so you can have an educated opinion of those who are going to try to run the country.
So it's a very volatile time. Well, we're happy that you've got the album out. We're sad because Australia was surely on your map to on your world tour that had to be cancelled. But what I just wanted to touch base on is I follow, well, my kids will kill me for saying this. I follow TikTok and I've only just got on board because I used to be really cynical about it and be a bit of a daggy mum about it. So I'm looking at it and it must have an algorithm because suddenly lots of TikTok stories started coming up about wine. And that's what happens when you're on social media a lot and can tell what you like. And I saw this young guy with a bottle of rosé and I thought, my God, he looks like John Bon Jovi. And it's your son, Jesse, with your rosé. Can you tell me about the background to that? First of all, it looks amazing and I think we're getting it in Australia, but what's the story behind it?
We're sort of in Australia. I know there's, you know, some bottle on the beach that's made it.
Yeah.
But not in wide distribution.
Okay.
Our eldest son, Jess.
He should do acting, by the way.
Oh, my God.
I think. He's got the genes like you, you know, that he's just hilarious.
He came home with a concept.
Yeah.
And I drank rosé for many, many years, whether it was in the the south of Canada, in the Caribbean.
Well, I have, just in your honor, I have a glass. And this is it'll probably be my second favorite. I've got the Miraval.
Oh, yeah.
Which I know you'll relate to. It's going to be my second favorite rosé now because Hampton Water is going to be my first.
I can almost guarantee that you will
Hampton Water. Excellent.
But Jesse, you know, would come over to our house, and one night I offered him a glass of pink juice. And I used to say that just so my kids didn't think I was drinking as often and as much as I.
That's a good tip. Thanks for that. I'll use it.
Yeah, Daddy's drinking his pink juice again. And so I offered him a glass. He said, no, we call that Hampton Water. And my head just about fell off my shoulders.
That it's such a good name.
You know, and where we are in the Hamptons, and it's such an aspirational place. Mm. I said, come back with a business plan and you've got something. And so he and his college roommate went away and came back with that, sought out the right vintner, the right distributor, and it is the most celebrated rosé of the last 5 years.
That is amazing.
Incredible accolades, and it's selling like hotcakes. You know, it's really doing great.
Well, fantastic. I have found a distributor here in Australia, so I will be,
love it.
As we say in Australia, hoeing into that at some stage. And it has got, great reviews, so that's wonderful news. All right, it's been fantastic catching up with you, John. We can't wait to see you back here. We'll reflect on 2020, and everybody, that's the name of the album. Go out and buy it.
Always great speaking to you guys, and I miss everybody in Australia. And, you know, just in the meantime, be safe. Take good care of yourself so that, you know, we're all together again next year.
We will. Cheers. Thank you, John.
Bye, lovely.
John Bon Jovi joining Jane Kennedy there just a few weeks back with the release of the new album 2020. Let's hear the song from it. It's called Do What You Can. It's Bon Jovi. The song Whisperer's next.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
It is John Bon Jovi. What Dangerous Dave on your station, Triple M.
Oh, you're embarrassing me. It is Kennedy Malloy. I'm running the show today. There's no Jane. There's no Mick. They're back on Monday with Kennedy Malloy. But my old mate, the Song Whisperer, is here. So let's bring him in.
Jane the
Song Whisperer.
Song Whisperer, happy Friday to you. How are you going?
Afternoon, Dangerous. I'm doing very well.
Yeah, fantastic to have you here. So we've got some flights to give away. I've gone a little crazy. Oh. I haven't got permission for this, and I've just raided the cupboards, and I've stole some other stuff from people's desks because I'm here on my own today. But Virgin Australia come through with return domestic flights. So you work out what the Song Whisperer song is, you get that as a prize.
Nice.
So, yeah. So, there's no Mick today to interrupt with your synopsis, so I'll let you do it. Is it Tale of Woe, by the way, just as a...
Ooh, depends on which side of the story you're on.
Okay. Right.
So I'm not framing this as a tale of woe.
Right.
But depending on your perception, maybe.
Will I like the song?
You might.
Okay.
I think.
Is it
I
something we so. Play?
Mick, not so much.
Okay.
We have played.
Is it Hotel California?
No.
Okay.
A preemptive guess. That's nice. It's not Hotel California.
All right.
It is not the Eagles.
All right.
Or Eagles.
Synopsis, please, Jay.
This guy turns up uninvited to a get-together, ruins it, apologizes the next day, then renders his apology meaningless when he does it all again the day after that. He's sorry? Not sorry. In fact, he's so full of himself, he thinks his shenanigans are what make him quite the catch.
Oh. Lots of apologies in there. Is it Nirvana's All Apologies? Song Whisperer.
What a not Nirvana. Oh. Oh. Sorry, Dange.
Well, 133353 is the number. If you know what that song is, call now. You get it right, you get that prize. Kennedy Malloy.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy. Listen up, Australia. While Mick and Jane have a well-earned break, we're heading back to the archives. This is Kennedy Malloy's Rostered Day Off.
Well, we will in just a moment. We're going to be hearing from Rob Halford, who joined us early this week from Judas Priest. And I consider this one of the great rock interviews. If you missed it earlier in the week, this is a guy who's been recording for 50 years, hung out with Bon Scott. He's Freddie Mercury. He's got all the stories. You don't want to miss it. Rob Halford, Judas Priest, is coming up really soon. We've got a lot more to come to. Take your calls, take your tweets. But let's start with the Song Whisperer right now on Kennedy Malloy.
The Song Whisperer.
Jay Mondo. Jane and Mick back Hello. On Monday, by the way, in studio. This is a man who today did some laps of swimming and got noticed. Was it your voice that the guy, was that the Song Whisperer? How did the attendant know it was you, Jay?
I suppose it would have been the voice.
Yeah.
It's not the face, that's for sure.
I'm Jay, Song Whisperer. Well,
that's what I said. I said, I'm lucky I'm here. I'm not here to rob the place.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, we're doing the Song Whisperer here, which is a thing that Mick normally has a few shots at and pulls it apart. But we're going to give you fair, equal time here to get the synopsis out, and we get to our callers and we give away some great prizes. So synopsis, please.
All right. This guy turns up uninvited to a get-together, ruins it, apologizes the next day, then renders his apology meaningless when he does it all again the day after that. He's sorry, not sorry. In fact, he's so full of himself, he thinks his shenanigans are what make him quite the catch.
All right. 133353 is the number. If you think you know, get involved. Let's start with Jenny. Hello, Jenny.
Hello.
Where are you calling from?
Taylor's Hill.
Beautiful. Thank you for getting through. This is the Song Whisperer. You hear it each day on Kennedy and Malloy. You're on the air, and I hope you win the prize. What do you think the song is?
I think it might be You're So Vain by Carly Simon.
Oh. You're so vain. Now, who was the song about? It was someone famous, wasn't it?
Warren Beatty.
Warren Beatty, that's right.
Allegedly.
Yeah. I'm more of a chocolate starfish kind of guy when it comes to... I do like
and the other fact about this song, Dange?
What's that?
Mick Jagger sang backup vocals.
Is that right?
That's right.
Song Whisperer's done his homework.
It's not correct.
It's not right. Oh, Jenny, it's not right.
Sorry, Jenny.
Case of Brick Lane, the draft is on its way to you. Thank you for calling, Jenny. Appreciate that. Shall we go to Scotty on the Central Coast? G'day, Scotty.
Hello, mate. How are you?
Welcome to Kennedy Malloy, the Rostered Day Off, Dangerous Dave, Jay, the Song Whisperer here. What's your guess? What do you think the synopsis is?
Well, mate, I think it might be Billy Joel, Big Shot.
Oh. Ooh. From the album 52nd Street. Because you had to be a great song.
This is a good song, but
yeah.
Scotty, do you think Mick would actually allow a Billy Joel song to win?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I will say this, Scotty, it's not Big Shot.
Oh. Scotty, A Case of Brick Lane,
and a Scores Cup to go with it as well. It's the draft nice. Available at Dan Murphy's. Let's go to Marty right now. Where are you calling from, Marty? Marty. Marty!
Yo.
Hey, oh, sorry, Marty, we're interrupting you right now. Welcome to Kennedy Malloy. Where are you calling from, Marty?
From Albury, though.
Albury, great Albury. Stuff. All right, man. Well, have a guess. What do you think the song is?
Billy Joel, You May Be Right.
Oh! You may be right. From Glass Houses. I may be crazy. It's all on my podcast. But it just made me that's no longer available.
No.
Oh,
no,
that's song right. Whisperer, Billy Joel, You May Be Right.
I'll tell you what, the man named after your dog, Dange, is correct.
Oh, Marty! You've done it, Billy Joel, You May Be Right. He's absolutely right. And you've won yourself, courtesy of Virgin Australia. You got two return domestic flights anywhere on the Virgin Australia network coming your way. Well done, my friend.
Woohoo, thank you.
Yeah. Oh. Billy Joel, You May Be Right. Hang on.
Excited.
Mate. Sorry, Money. Mate. The hotline is ringing. Oh, no, who's this? Hello, Kennedy Malloy.
Oh, yeah. You were warned.
You... Hang on.
Hey. Dangerous Dave.
Is this Mick Malloy?
You are dead to me. You wait. I'll hunt you down. I will. I'm on my way in there. I'm going to go downstairs to take a baseball bat to your desk. I'm going to wait in the caravan. And you're in a lot of trouble. So I told you explicitly, no Billy Joel.
Yeah, but it's You May Be Right. It's from Glass Houses. It celebrates its 40 years. And it's my show today. So I thought I'd just take the leap and play the song.
Enjoy yourself. enjoy your last day on Earth, Toots.
Here it is, Billy Joel.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Mick's not here. Neither is Jane. They're back on Monday. You got Dangerous Dave here. Although early in the week, we caught up with Rob Halford, the lead singer of arguably one of the greatest metal bands of all time. He's got a new book out called Confess. Here he is on Kennedy Malloy.
Now, we had some great news and some bad news. AC/DC released new music. And we couldn't be happier. And that's what is all agreed is a pretty crap year, 2020. Yeah. It hasn't been great. The release of new music from AC/DC I thought was great. Can you tell me about the time you supported them and you thought they didn't like you?
Oh, what a brilliant tour that was. Yeah.
Yeah.
We had the great fortune of going out with AC/DC on a big European tour and had a wonderful time with the guys. But because we were having to travel practically overnight,
yes,
from venue to venue, we have this van which we nicknamed the Bread Van because that's what it looked like. We got all the band and crew, you know, elbows in the ribs and feet in the face, doing overnighters all around Europe. I forget who he was. I think it might have been Bon. He comes to the dressing room. He goes, "Are we okay?" I said, "What do you mean, Bon?" He goes, "Well, we never see you. You know, we never see you at all. You do your show and then you've gone." I said, "Oh no." I said, "Well, what we have to do, we have to leg it after the show to make sure we can get to the next place in time, you know." And he goes, "Well, yeah, how are you getting the bed?" So I've got this old rental bread van. No. He says, "Get on the bus with us, you know." So that was just the beautiful guys that they were, still are. Mm. They took us out on their tour bus and gave us some beers and, you know, wonderful overnighters with them. What an iconic band. And, of course, absolutely, we're all thrilled. I can't wait to get a full ear full of power up. I've heard Shot in the Dark, and that's a cracker. It's wonderful to see the band back together, and what a great homage this will be again,
indeed,
keeping the wonderful memory of Malcolm alive and the wonderful memory of Bon alive. We can't wait to see the guys when it's safe to get out on the road one more time.
Well said, Rob. And what about the passing of Eddie Van Halen? We read a couple of things you'd said. That's a big loss. Did you have much to do in your career or cross paths at all with Eddie?
Yeah, we did some shows together over the decades, you know. I mentioned a couple of things that really, you know, still a strong metal memory. The first time was when they first released the very first Van Halen album, and the manager of Priest at the time came around to my house, was banging on the door. He said, "You've got to come and listen to this cassette. I've just had it sent over from America." So we sat in his car, and I heard Eddie Van Halen for the first time. It blew me away, man. I'd never heard a guitar player play like he was playing. He was a revolutionary. He was a game changer. So then fast forward a few years later, and we had the pleasure of opening up for Van Halen in Santa Monica, the Santa Monica Civic. You know, and after the show, just sitting around talking, drinking, having chats about metal, rock and roll and so forth. And Eddie would come to pre-shows, and he'd more than likely be hanging out with Glenn or KK at the time, because that's what guitar players do, talking about the gear and so forth. So beautiful memories.
Yeah.
And I tell you something, guys, the best way to celebrate these amazing people, these incredible musicians that will never be replaced, is to keep playing their music. Yep. That's the greatest thing you can do for them, and it keeps them alive with us, because every day we listen to Van Halen, every day we listen to Bond and the guys, you know, it's how we stay connected, yeah, no matter where they are.
Well,
you know?
Said, Rob. Now, you've discussed heavy metal music with the Queen.
I have.
Wow.
Who would have believed Her Majesty is a headbanger? It's amazing.
Did her crown come off? I have to know. Did the crown come off?
Oh, yeah. No, she was there bopping back and forth with me and Cilla Black. It was an amazing night, that was. I couldn't believe it. First of all, I've got Cilla digging me in the rig, saying, don't shot hands with the Queen. And I haven't got a clue about royal protocol.
Yes.
And then, of course, Her Majesty going, oh, heavy metal, why do they play it so loud?
Right.
And I'm saying, well, Your Majesty, you've got to bang your head to it. And she's like, yeah.
Now, what's your beef with Freddie Mercury?
Wow. There's too much to say about Freddie. His glorious music, the band Queen. No, we had a little bit of a, not a tiff, but, you know, one day I'm watching the Top of the Pops, and there comes Freddie, decked head to toe, in what I can only say was the Metal God paraphernalia, you know. So I was a bit ticked off at that. But, we never had a real beef as such. Again, the closest I got to Freddie was just giving him away across a gay bar in Athens, and then I see him a couple of days later when I'm on the nudie beach in Mykonos, and I see this yacht come around the corner, festooned with pink balloons and well-oiled toy boys hanging onto the mast, and then he's, you know, waving to everybody. Well, what a glorious moment that was, yeah. Fantastic.
HMS Freddie Mercury, I would have thought.
That's right.
All aboard. He would have had the captain's shorts on for sure. You know, tennis shorts was his look. I think the black leather and chains was your look. When I think of black leather and chains, I think of Rob Halford or the motorcycle guy from The Village People.
Yeah.
And I much prefer your
definitely
your look.
Rob Halford joining us there earlier this week on the show. And if you want to hear the full unedited chat, go kennedymalloy.com.au.
A drive home with a show motto is what could possibly go wrong. This is Kennedy Malloy.
You're listening to Kennedy Malloy's Roster Day Off. Jane Kennedy, Mick Malloy back on Monday. Let's take a look at what's been a pretty big week on the show. Kennedy Malloy's Week in Review.
We kicked off the week minus Jane.
Time for Dangerous Malloy.
Oi!
Here's my shot.
And things went downhill quickly.
Remember the porn stash? It's a lost art form.
I agree.
Hiding your porn stash.
Used to be a park near us and sort of under all these sticks and stuff. In.
So Jane's not here. We're already talking porn stashes.
A WA primary school buried a time capsule 20 years ago.
Metal detectors and a 20-metre excavated trench have not been enough to find a time capsule.
Former students who have memorabilia in the capsule are due to get together for a reunion in October.
So we track down the school's current principal, Mark Gledhill.
Mick, how you going?
Well, this is, what do they say in the old days? A good old-fashioned cock-up.
It's a rock that was placed on top of the capsule, supposedly.
Well, so that's clever, isn't it? There's no way a rock could be removed over a 20-year period.
Yeah, there could be one reason. It did have a bottle of red wine in it. I'm wondering, the people that put it down was the principal and two policemen from Yalu.
This is an inside job for sure.
They all have different recollections.
Well, let's get them into three separate interview rooms.
Narrowly Meadows joined us with all things sport, and after a little encouragement from Mick, begrudgingly paid respect to his beloved Tigers.
You say it now. That was a great result for the Richmond Football Club. Say it.
It was a great result for the Richmond.
How are you doing for the AFL Grand Final?
Oh,
yes.
Gary Ablett goes out a winner. Paddy Dangerfield gets his first.
Jeez. You're a spiteful. You're a mean streak, Narrowly Meadows.
Love you, Mickey.
Celia Pakwala introduced us to her new dog.
Her name is Deirdre Chambers. Our neighbours must be freaking out because they're hearing every morning, Deirdre, you can't go back inside until you've done a poo. Deirdre, just do a poo, then you can come in. But she's so cute.
She's
like,
beautiful.
You've got to be pretty cute to do a poo on my carpet, and I still like
There's
you.
There's only a few of us who've got away with that.
Dave rolled out surprise pool plans on Facebook.
This is from Dave Williams. We are thinking about putting in a pool for lazy warm afternoons with cocktails.
All right, this is private.
Any pool builder recommendations? Okay. Why didn't you come to me?
What do you mean?
Gary Pool from Gary Pool's Pool. Mate, I know my way around this world. Are you on some kind of big
I'm
bucks
not on
now?
Showbiz money. Don't worry about that. I drive a Hyundai Getz, remember.
Would you get it in the shape of a guitar? Because I know Jane has one in the shape of a ukulele.
And a common theme emerged with caller suggestions for said pool.
I'd say because he's a tight ass, the pool will be one of those kids' shell sand pits, won't it?
I think for all the years that Dave's been a tight ass, and all the freebies he's got over the years, you need to tile the bottom of your pool with all the logos sponsors. You've taken friends.
Oh, yeah, okay.
The voice of metal, Rob Halford from Judas Priest, shared some great stories from the road, touring with AC/DC.
Bonnie comes to the dressing room. He goes, are we okay? You do your show and then you've gone. I said, oh, no, no. So we have to leg it up to the show to make sure we can get to the next place. No, no, no. He said, get on the bus with us and gave us some beers. And that was just the beautiful guys that they were, still are.
And even a rendezvous with the Queen.
Who would have believed Her Majesty is a headbanger? It was an amazing night, that was, with me and Cilla Black. I haven't got a clue about royal protocol. I've got Cilla digging me in the ring, saying, don't shake hands with the Queen. And then, of course, Her Majesty going, oh, heavy metal, why do they play it so low?
Battered Merrick Watts joined us, fresh from SAS Australia.
Sorry, guys, just picking up my brain off the floor from where Mitchell Johnson punched me so hard that occasionally a bit of my brain falls out of my ear.
And floated some interesting theories on Tim Tams.
If you don't like Tim Tams, you are probably a member of Al-Qaeda. Right? Clearly the person responsible for coming up with new flavours has got a gun at the back of his head and somebody has said, come up with another Tim Tam flavour or it's lights out. Sunshine Coast strawberries and cream. So I thought, like, if you're going to get a Tim Tam from the Sunshine Coast, it was going to taste like pensioner.
The one and only Ivor Davies joined us and told us about the first instrument he learned to play.
I grew up in the country and, believe it or not, from about the age of six, I learned how to play the bagpipe.
What an instrument.
When I got to Sydney and went to high school, and my music teacher on the first day, you know, asked all the boys, you know, what do you play? Any musicians here? And by the time we got to me and I said bagpipes, he just about died. I could see the blood draining out of his face.
Mick's ongoing battle with the local nesting minor birds continued.
They're nasty. They don't bring anything to the table.
Right.
And they get into the stairwell
right.
of my house.
Yeah.
And they put their nest in there and then think it's theirs. So every time I come in and out of the house, they swoop me and my mum when she's putting out my bins.
Scott Darlow joined us with his new track, Blind the Hands of Time.
Can I just make one suggestion?
Yeah,
needs
go.
Cowbell.
That is a fact, and we put in about 7 calls to Triple M the week we recorded it. Mick will be here. I bought him a cowbell. There's no way he won't turn up.
Thursday, our regular Facebook informant, Adam Rosenbach's co-hosted.
Dangerous Dave.
Not happy with you, by the way, Rosie.
You did post that you were looking to install a pool.
Privately.
Well, on Facebook. And I thought that perhaps that someone who wasn't on Facebook would love to know that you are in the market for a pool, and so I...
Shot me a text.
You don't share that sort of stuff with Mick.
Comedy comes first, in my mind.
League great Ryan Girdler called in to preview Sunday's NRL Grand Final.
It was nice to talk to the incarcerated. I'm down on the beachfront at DY, actually.
Go and get stuffed, Girdler. Water. Storm, of course, who we all love, who are a state.
Hey, Mark, can you just put that margarita on ice?
Girdler, I will find you.
I don't want to hear that.
You are unbelievable. Oh,
Dr. Chris Brown joined us on World Wombat Day.
For years, Mick, you've been very intrigued by the back end of a wombat.
And why it has square poo.
That's the most efficient way of extracting all the water out of your back passage and saving as much water as possible when you're living in harsh environments.
Imagine when a wombat is shitting bricks.
But with Jane away this week and Dane stepping up into the co-hosting role, feedback around the office on this new radio duo had made its way to Mick.
There's a giant knob here. What's his name? Ewan. And he goes, same Jane's not there. Got to say, you and Dave, I really like the blue-collar feel you've brought to the table. I go, how it gets stuck. That is the greatest backhanded compliment I've ever heard.
As is the tradition with any new radio team, we finish the week off with an old-fashioned air check with the show's executive producer, Jay.
This is about the two of you and how you've been going.
Pretty good, I think.
We're flying without a net here.
Is this an accurate reflection of what you want this show to be?
The green jacket from the US Masters. Oh, imagine one of those in your cupboard. Yeah, I'd wear it out all the time.
Well, you need an XXL, probably.
I need Craig Parry's. I do. He's the big guy.
Yeah, the one who sings sometimes
Dave.
And smokes. Yeah,
okay, we're doing well. Hey, see you in the air check.
John Daly.
Ah, you're John Daly.
There's no scoop.
That's why you listen to live radio. It's like going to the races. You might see an accident, am I right?
The one good thing I can say is you didn't talk over each other.
I blame him. He mentioned masturbation 3 times, I think, on yesterday's
program. I pulled you up a bit, choice of words, but...
Air check.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
It's the rostered day off, but out of the goodness of his heart, thanks to Neds, he's back in the studio.
I love Neds so much.
You thought, you know what, it's my day off, I'll come back.
I was at home.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Neds.
Put it in the Neds promo. So I've run in here with my Neds in one hand, placing bets as I go. One more sleep, Cox Plate.
Yes.
Dave, it's one of the, look, I put it this way, it's the best horse race in Australia.
Why is that?
It's weight for age.
Right.
Right, and if you go back, Only the best horses win this. The champion horses. Right. Have a look at the Melbourne Cup. Like 100-1, idiot.
Yeah, yeah.
Can win
and
that.
It's a long race and lots of horses. Who knows who they are.
You know, it's not right. No. Whereas this thing, it's out in our champions.
In. You're all in.
It's out in
our
champions. Some of them go on to be the greatest sires, like myself, in the world. Who get paid a lot of money to service the ladies. Yeah, you want to put some sexy music under me? Oh, no, you can't find it. No, you haven't got
my fingers right now.
Hey, so it's got to be so much fun. Yeah. You know what I love about racing? It's the sport of kings.
Yes.
And the atmosphere is great. Yes. And the names. I love the names.
Oh,
it's always such a, you know, and that's another thing you can do. You can get your Neds out, and if you want to, you can just start betting on the names you like. Like a horse I have a soft spot for is a horse called Ginger Nuts. And I remember them trying to explain to a young child who asked the race callers on the day why they named it Ginger Nuts.
But we're here to talk about Ginger Nuts.
So who named him and how did they name him?
No, well, he was named by most of the owners. They all put their ideas through, but I think they all agreed it was Ginger Nuts because he is just one bright chestnut horse.
He's got ginger nuts.
He's got big red balls.
Correct.
I think is what he was trying to say.
I'd put money on ginger nuts. I'd
put money on. Well, you know what? I'd put money on it if Ned's told me to.
Of course.
It's one thing about the IT nerds down at Ned's. They're good. They're the best in the business. They've created an app. This is, if I was a nerd, this is the technology I would be involved in.
Yeah. No, that's right.
I'm on the internet. I'm doing something. No, I have got a gambling app.
Yeah.
That's going to make me a fortune.
It is. Well, this is the weekend to do it. So if you've been thinking about it, do it today.
Get on board.
Download the app, neds.com.au. And as always, gamble responsibly. If you need help, T's and C's apply, of course. Call the National Problem Gambling Hotline on 1-800-858-858 or head to gamblinghelpline.org.au. Good luck for the Tigers tomorrow,
Thank
Mickey.
I'm having a wager.
Okay, it's Kennedy Molloy.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Molloy.
That's it for Kennedy Molloy for this week. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Hey, a massive week of guests coming next week on Kennedy Molloy. We spoke to Anne Edmonds yesterday. Her man, Lloyd Langford, he's going to be on Have You Been Paying Attention Monday. He's always great. He's going to join us next week. We've got Neroli Meadows with what will be a huge weekend of sport. She'll give us the wrap on that. Denise Scott, Lee Sales. We've got Jim Jeffries from LA. That's all happening next week. If your footy team is playing this weekend, best of luck to you. Enjoy your weekend. Rest up. Missed any of today's show, the week's show? You can always catch up with the podcast, kennedymolloy.com.au. See ya.
Now you're all caught up on Kennedy Molloy. Find your perfect match to your form preferences easily with Ned's Filter Form. Gamble responsibly. 1-800-858-858.